This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning to you. How are you? And compliments for the next year, for 2021. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Well, thanks, Howard, and welcome to 2021. I hope you had a good break.
I did have a good break. It was really, really lovely. Of course, as everybody's saying, it was very different to perhaps what we anticipated. Things didn't work out in South Africa, certainly in terms of COVID, the way we would have liked it to. But it certainly was great to get away, see different parts of the country, and just have a bit of a change of environment, which I think is so healthy.
Indeed.
All right.
Healthy for everybody.
Absolutely. Healthy being, I think, the operative word. Tell us about COVID restrictions and what is happening in Australia at the moment.
Well, compared to the rest of the world, I have to say, and Baruch Hashem, Australia is actually doing very well and has been, and, you know, long may this continue. So every day we get a report from each state on how many new COVID cases have been identified in the previous 24 hours. And so the number today, I mean, the number from yesterday was 3 in
wow.
the state of New South Wales.
Wow.
And Victoria, which is where Melbourne is, there were 0. And those are the two most populous states. Australia has a population of 25 million. New South Wales, which is the state where Sydney's located, has 6 million. Victoria, where Melbourne is, has around coming close to 6 million. Those are the most populous states. Mm. And so if those numbers, you know, go every day at in the region of around 3 new cases, while, you know, one case is one too many, it's obviously relative, and certainly I'm aware of what's happening in South Africa and elsewhere and in Israel, the numbers are relatively healthy. And so in terms of restrictions, et cetera, there's quite a lot of controversy. While it's one country, there are 6 states and 2 areas designated as territories. And everyone has their own state government, like the provinces in the old days of South Africa. And each state government makes its own rules as to who it will allow in over its borders and who and what sort of restrictions apply. And so, like right now in New South Wales, everyone is allowed to come over the border, come into the state. That's from other parts of the country. However, the same does not apply in reverse. So, for example, if I wanted to go to Melbourne tomorrow morning, when I cross the border into the state of Victoria, I will have to get tested and might have to quarantine for 2 weeks. Okay. And so every state is implementing its own rationale based on its own medical advice. And that fact right there is a source of controversy. Some people saying we're one country, there should be one set of laws. Others saying, no, it works this way. I mean, it is.
Well, clearly something is working. Clearly something is working. And I know that wherever we are, we like to complain about the laws and we like to complain about the government, but the reality is it's working.
The reality is it is working. You're absolutely right. The lowest point was when Melbourne had a terrible spike some months ago now, and they implemented a really strict lockdown for about 6 weeks.
Yes,
where people could not leave their home, et cetera, and it worked. I mean, it was tough at the time, but they reduced it, and they had over 30 days of 0 cases.
You know, what's fascinating to me is I wonder if they, I'm sorry to interrupt you, when they do all the studies, because there'll be so many interesting lessons to be learned in terms of not only medicine, but human behavior and governance around, you know, when this whole COVID pandemic is over. But I wonder if, you know, we always, it's kind of a global thing that we say, well, Australia is a bit of a nanny state and people are so compliant and people are so law abiding. Well, I wonder if at the end of the day, that isn't what's really worked. You know, whereas you look at countries, you know, my son who lives in Israel and he's particularly concerned about COVID for whatever reason. He's very compliant, but he says, it's chaos. Even when there was, you know, when they asked people, you know, not to go to the beaches, well, then they found a way to go to the beach as a political protest. So they could be at the beach. So, you know, people found ways to get around it. I'm not sure where South Africa falls within all of that either, but it's just interesting to note.
You're 100% correct. And so for the last 5 days here, we had the cricket, the third cricket test between us, India and Australia. And first of all, there was controversy. Why are spectators being allowed at all?
Mm.
And so the compromise which the state, New South Wales government arrived at was that only 10,000 people could attend out of the stadium takes about 50,000. Now you can make a very, valid case that 10,000 is 999,000 too many. You shouldn't have any crowds at all.
Mm.
So that said, they did allow 10,000 and the test ended yesterday. There is a very exciting draw, which is almost a contradiction in terms, but it was. And now hopefully there won't be any cases resulting out of that because there were 10,000 people there.
Yeah.
But your point that Australians being compliant is a very valid point. And yes, we are, as a generalization, a compliant nation.
Mm.
And so yes, people do make that point exactly that you've just made, nanny state, too many laws, etc. However, when you take a case like this, where you're talking about a life and death virus, it's clearly working. And so it is working. And so every day, you know, the first thing, certainly I'm sure most people do, is look at the numbers. And there's a report every day out at 11 o'clock. There's the report of the last 24 hours. And like I said, the report today, there were 3 cases yesterday. And
incredible.
In Victoria, Melbourne, there were 0.
Mm.
You know, and you think, oh, thank God for that it's only 3 and only 0.
Mm.
I mean, and it's...
Yeah, it also makes sense now. My one son is going, hopefully on a program to Israel, in the coming weeks, as soon as he's able to, or as soon as he's allowed to, for the year. And, it's a program that where a lot of Australians attend as well. And one of my friends in Australia said, her son is attending, he's going, but there's a lot of nervousness from other parents about sending their kids because they're in a relatively safe environment now. And, there's a big worry about sending them to other parts of the world where it isn't so safe.
Yeah, you're right. And we know our colleagues over there in that place called Israel, where we're obeying laws and rules and restrictions is not one of the characteristics.
Yeah.
So,
interesting.
Yes, it is a concept.
It is.
Absolutely is a concept.
All right. So tell us about the new U.S. senator that has Australian Jewish roots.
So everybody's well aware of the terrible riots which happened on the Capitol Hill last week. And at the same time, more or less, there was a runoff election in Georgia. Now, Georgia, as everyone knows, is one of the most southern states and by definition has been a Republican state and right-wing state. And there was a runoff for 2 Senate seats. This is just last week at around the same time as the riots were taking place. And the, really against the mill, because it had been in Republican hands for years and years and years, if not decades. And the one candidate running was a black gentleman and the other one was a Jewish guy. And for both them and Democrat, both of them standing for the Democratic Party.
Incredible.
And very much against the odds in the southern state of Georgia. And they both won, the Democrat candidates, the black guy and the Jewish guy, both won. The Jewish guy, his name is John Ossoff. His mother was born in Sydney. Heather Fenton, a Jewish person, was born in Sydney, grew up here, and at the age of 23 moved over to the United States, where she married an American a graduate of Harvard. John Ossoff, who's now the guy who won the seat for the Democrats in Georgia, he's all of 33 years old. He's in the media industry. He's described as a journalist, but he actually owns media businesses, etc. And like I said, with very strong, his mother coming from Sydney, member of the Jewish community. He identifies as Jewish. He's described as centrist. in the Democratic Party,
amazing,
which would be important, certainly in that part of the world. And he's, so as I say, he runs a media company, interestingly focuses on documenting war crimes and corporate abuse. He's visited Australia many times. He actually had an Australian passport, which apparently has now lapsed, but, as we sort of like to,
we get to claim him as Jewish, you get to claim him as Jewish and Australian.
Exactly right.
All right, we don't have a lot of time, but just tell us about this world-ranked Australian company that has South African Jewish roots.
So very quickly, a company called Leapfrog, as in Leap and Leapfrog, has just been ranked in Forbes' top 5 companies to change the world. And it's a company which it's basically a finance company, and the interesting part about it is that and it's reached a couple of 100 million people around the world. It's basically a hedge management company, and the founder is a former South African. His name is Andy Cooper, as in K-U-P-E-R. He's now the CEO. He founded the business 10 years ago, in around 2008. And it's now actually ranked, as I say, by Forbes in one of the top 5 companies in terms of changing global behavior, investment behavior.
Incredible.
So amazing story. And as I say, former South African.
Absolutely amazing. Vic Aladev, thank you as always. We'll catch you next week, same time.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.